We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
To the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Zahn, Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, the 26th day of the month of October. Now, we could do an hour on last night's game because it was one of the crazier World Series games we've seen in a long time, and it sets up a good series. Puts a little pressure back on Kershaw, maybe to have to pitch them back to L.A., but we'll see. We'll hold that because of the news today and the statement today. Mons, if you bring me the statement, I'll read it for the folks if they haven't seen it from Joe Girardi and the statements that followed. I'll give you both statements, but obviously the news today that Joe Girardi will not be returning as Yankee manager. And if you've listened to the show this summer, I've told you that really since July that I would not be shocked if this happened. I've told you that. I've talked about it in recent weeks. I talked about how Joe was reminiscing like a guy who may be moving on. I didn't know what would happen, but I've thought all year. First of all, I've heard rumblings of things this year that there was a little bit of tension. I heard that from some people who were close to the situation. And I just thought there was a chance that this was going to happen this year. So I'm not surprised. I wouldn't have been surprised if Joe came back. But I am not in the least surprised that he's leaving. I don't think anybody should be. We've all talked about it, and it's been, you know, clearly we've asked Cash about it. We've asked Joe about it. So the bottom line is I don't think anyone should be shocked. He had a very long run here. It's not anything where you say, oh, my God, what are the Yankees doing? And it's not anything that should come as any earth-shattering move when you've had a guy who's been with a team for 10 years. That is an eternity in modern sports. One coach, and it was an NFL coach who said it to me, but it can play for any sport. He said, being 10 years with a team in the modern era now is like it used to be for guys to be 20 years in a team. Because, first of all, the seasons are very long. So you go round the clock with the job almost all year. You get very little time off. Number two, it's so visible. The way it's covered, the media, social media, there's no secrets, all that stuff. And so 10 years with a team, and it was a very, very successful 10 years, no losing seasons, a world championship, and if not exactly, was it exactly 200 games over 500? I believe it was, right? It was exactly 200 games over 500 with the Yankees. Yeah, 9-10 and 7-10. So exactly 200 games over 500, which is a tremendous record. For the last 10 years, he has the number one winning percentage of any manager who's managed the last 10 years or more. So from that standpoint, so Joe Girardi leaves the Yankees. Now, like I said, I'm not in the least surprised by this. If Joe wants to work, he will work. He's a very, very good matchup with Washington if he wants to go there, and that's a very talented team. If he wants to take a year off to do TV, he can definitely do that. Who knows what he wants to do? He said he'll obviously talk to his family and then make a decision on what's out there and what he wants to do. He's been well compensated, so I don't think money's going to have been an issue. He was obviously a player for a long time, so he's been in this business a very long time. I have no idea who the Yankees will hire. I think the Yankees will go. I don't think they'll go towards a Yankee. I think they will go towards someone who plays into the more modern era manager. where, let's be honest, the Yankees have become like a lot of other teams where, and I tried to make this point a couple of times to people who were talking about something Joe was doing, and I said, hey, remember, these are organizational decisions now. The way this works, the general managers now have, and their analytics departments have become far more powerful, and they want tremendous input. And unless your name is Francona, or your name is Socha, or your name is Showalter, as a manager, you're going to be very limited in what you have in terms of input. I mean, a lot of teams, they want push-button managers. It's as simple as that. The front office, with the help of their analytics department, want to manage these teams. They want to make the line. They want to do everything they can. They not only want to make the lineup, they want to set the philosophy of how the team plays. You know, we don't bunt, we do this, we don't do this, you know, all that stuff. So that has become very much the way baseball is run now. It has become, the power has rested very much now in the hands of the general managers and into the front offices and the analytic departments. That has been the case. Here is the statement from Joe, in case you didn't hear it. With a heavy heart, I come to you because the Yankees have decided not to bring me back. I'd like to thank the Steinbrenner family for believing in me and giving me this wonderful opportunity. I would like to thank Brian Cashman and his staff for hiring me and always trying to improve the team. I'd like to thank my coaches and support staff for their dedication to always trying to make the players better and get the most out of them. I would like to thank the training staff and the strength coaches for their tireless efforts of trying to keep the players on the field and healthy. I would like to thank the clubhouse personnel for making the clubhouse our home away from home. I would like to thank the players for the relationships that we fostered over the last 10 years. But most important, how hard they played every day. I would like to thank Damon Oppenheimer and his staff for their hard work in trying to find us the best players available in the draft. I would like to thank the minor league staff for developing these young players. I would like to thank Ben Tulibitz for making our travel easy and always taking care of our families. I would like to thank the media for always being fair with me and helping grow the game. I'd like to thank the fans for their great support. And you know, we thank the fans, even though they obviously roughed them up a little bit in this last series. I'd like to thank the fans for their great support as a player, coach, and manager, and lasting memories of their passion and excitement during the games, especially the final six games, which will remain in my heart forever. Joe Girardi. So Joe Girardi leaves the Yankees after a very strong 10 years. It was a different time. He won his championship. They went through some lean years for them. Never a losing season, but obviously managing some very talented players on the way down, which wasn't always very comfortable, whether you're talking about Derek, whether you're talking about Jorge Posada, who he clearly had a lot of run-ins in. Hey, listen, he had his run-ins with more than a few of these guys on the way down, but that's a very, remember, when you try to tell them no, or tell them you're going to drop them in the order, or tell them something like that, they don't want to hear it. I mean, which you understand. You do understand that. So from that standpoint, you can understand that. He had 10 years here, 200 games over 500, a world title, and no losing seasons, which has made him the winningest manager in baseball over that period. So, I mean, he leaves with a very impressive credentials. He'd get a job in 15 minutes if he wants one. We'll see where he winds up. So the Joe Girardi is out. We'll get your reactions to that. And the Yankees will be looking for a manager. Again, they are going to go, I think. Do not look for Don Mattingly. He has a job. Do not bring him up. He's got a job, and he is evidently staying there. I don't think the Yankees want to hire Don Mattingly for the reason that they would never want to have to release him. That would be very difficult for them. It would would ruin a relationship with one of their legendary players, and they don't want that. So I'd leave his name out of it. I wouldn't look to anybody probably on this staff, but I would think they would look for someone who is much more steeped in the modern day of baseball and someone who will be very much a partner with the front office. So I think this could be kind of a young guy who they think grows into the job and a new era for Yankee baseball. So, hey, it happens, number one. It happens where Joe leaves after a wonderful performance by his team this year, which had a great run. So it leaves on a very high note. He leaves with a team that's on its way to great success. He did a very strong job for 10 years, never having a losing season. And when he had a championship team, you know, they won a championship. He had a team this year that it was a dangerous team. He took them to the seventh game in the ALCS. So, and like I said, he will be a candidate in a lot of places. Now, Joe might be a little expensive for a couple of teams. You know, he's not going to be a cheap manager. He's going to be one of the more expensive managers. So that's why Washington would be the fit that would make some sense if that's where he wants to go. Although their bullpen needs a lot of work, but the rest of their team is, you know, outstanding in terms of lineup and starting pitching. It's an outstanding team. So we'll see what happens for him, and we'll see where the Yankees go. We'll let you get in and have your reaction right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.